Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, February 9, 2008. And hello to those of you listening to an Internet Achieve archive, rather, within a few minutes of the show close, or to a rebroadcast some other time here on Achieve Radio. There is a link on my site. Did you notice that the show started at 9:03 instead of 9:06? Yes, the show now starts 3 minutes earlier than before. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at Achieve Radio on the Internet. You call into the program, or to call into the program, rather, call 888-235-7374, or you can send instant messages during the program through the link on the Achieve Radio homepage. Please, any problem with the Internet links, call me at 610-658-0135. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapy shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, last Saturday, my guest was Monique Chapman, Achieve Radio's own, author of Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book for men and women. And if you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com. Click on the Achieve Radio link to hear the show. For appointments with me or general information, call 610-658-0135. That's 610-658-0135. Now, Monique Chapman also visits every second Saturday of the month, so she will be here at the end of today's program with Monique's Moments. Then the next time won't be until March 8th. She will share her intuition about world affairs and callers' concerns. And remember, you can purchase my book, the one I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. Visit www.amtherapies.com to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and or a friend. Now, today I'm speaking with Elijah Free, author of Apprentice to Angels, My Life as a Healer. He's a healer, shaman, and writer. And at the end of today's program, we will discuss the herb Lady's Mantle and the asana Uddhita Hasta Padangasthana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Targeted gene therapy provides relief for chronic pain, study shows. This is from Science Daily, January 24, 2008. Researchers in the Department of Medicine and Department of Neurosciences at Mount Sinai School of Medicine have discovered that chronic pain can be successfully treated with novel-targeted gene therapy. In an effort to find a more effective treatment for chronic pain, researchers at Mount Sinai developed a gene therapy technique that simulates the pain-killing effects of opiate drugs. In the new study, researchers suggested that gene therapy for pain might be the future and become a treatment alternative for patients with severe chronic pain. Quote, 50 million Americans suffer from chronic pain. Chronic pain patients often do not experience satisfactory pain relief from available treatments due to poor efficacy or intolerable side effects like extreme sleepiness, mental clouding, and hallucinations, end quote, said Dr. Andreas Butler, MD, principal investigator of the study and assistant professor of medicine, hematology, and medical oncology at Mount Sinai School of Medicine. Mount Sinai researchers designed a viral vector to carry the PPRO-B endorphin gene into primary sensory neurons in order to activate opiate receptors selectively in a rat model. The agents were delivered directly into the spinal fluid of rats via a lumbar puncture or spinal tap with only one injection. Results showed that the rats remained symptom-free for an extended period of time. Quote, our research found that treating chronic pain gene therapy allows for pain relief for more than 3 months after after a single injection, targeting selectively the pain gate. The technique worked successfully with opioid and non-opioid therapeutic genes, end quote, said Dr. Butler. Quote, targeted gene therapy will likely avoid the unwanted side effects associated with opioid painkillers such as morphine. Based on our findings, this targeted gene therapy via lumbar puncture appears to be a promising candidate for bench-to-bedside research that might ultimately be tested in patients with intractable chronic pain, e.g. to help patients suffering from severe pain due to advanced cancer, end quote. The study, sensory neuron targeting by self-complementary AAV via lumbar puncture for chronic pain, was published in the January 22, 2008 issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, PNAS. Certainly, our guest today addresses pain very, very differently. Okay. As I said earlier, our guest today is Elijah Free. Elijah Free has been a professional healer for over 30 years. All of his healing is original in nature, and for the past 8 years, he has been an associate at Pacific Naturopathic in Palo Alto, California, with a group of doctors, naturopathic and traditional, where Elijah specializes in pain elimination. His patients mostly consist of people who have not been able to become well and heal in any other modality. Often his patients have been in pain for many years, even decades. Elijah also specializes in fibromyalgia, arthritic states, and other forms of metabolic conditions that create pain in tissue. In 2007, Elijah, also a master medical herbalist, received a patent for an herbal formula that actually heals the metabolic state in the body that causes fibromyalgia. The use of this formula will also be taught in his class. He has designed over 25 other formulas that he uses in his daily healing practice. The fibromyalgia formula and selected others will be available for qualified practitioners to use in their practice. Elijah is the originator of freeing. Elijah is also an iridologist, hydrotherapist, and nutritional consultant. Apprentice to Angels, Elijah's first book, is published by Westchester Publishing Company. It is about healing, spirituality, and his life as a healer. The work that Elijah does is based upon the ways of nature and the way that nature heals. In truth, healing, we never seek to harm, but only to heal, helping the body and the spirit to return to a peaceful relationship with ourselves and the world around us. Then we're going to talk quite a bit about all of this and give you information, contact information for Elijah. Good morning, Elijah.
Good morning, and thank you so much for allowing me to share with you today and with everyone out there.
Oh, I'm actually honored to. You've written a wonderful book, and it's a fascinating presentation. It's like reading a very good story throughout the whole thing, and you share a lot of your experiences in healing. Before we get into it, well, first of all, what is the weather like out where you are?
Well, it's still a little dark out here in California, but yesterday the rains have lifted. It was shiny, it was beautiful, and it was very warm. The weather here is just lovely in this part of California. I'm in Santa Cruz, which is just south of San Francisco, and our office is in Palo Alto, which is a little inward, right in the heart of Silicon Valley.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. It's dry here right now, but I think it's going to be snowing farther north, which will be nice. My husband is out there almost skiing as we speak. But in any event, you say in your book that even as a child, you knew you had unusual abilities. What experiences brought you to that awareness?
Well, when I was 10, well, I should say before we start is I was always, I was born in 1950, which was the middle of the century, and we think of that esoterically as being sort of the densest time, you know, in the midst of, you know, whole century progress. And I always seemed to have unusual thoughts, intuitions, and feelings that other children didn't seem to have. And, of course, back then, no one knew anything about, you know, anything spiritual much. It was a very, well, as we say, sort of quiet period in all of that. When I was 10, I was very unhappy growing up. And one night I was in bed and I just wanted to really die. And it was just a very difficult childhood, being separate and alone and not understanding why one was different. And so I was thinking about God and what it would be like to die. And, of course, at that point, one thinks of dissolution and the non-existence.
Well, wait a minute. Yes. Well, wait a minute. Now, this is pretty serious stuff. Can you hold that thought till we come back from break?
Of course.
Thank you. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies, now in Wynwood, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, and call our new number for appointments, 610-658-0135. You are hearing us live from the Internet, and we'll be back with Elijah Free, author of Apprentice to Angels, My Life as a Healer.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Remember, on my site, www.amtherapies.com, you can now preview and purchase the book I co-authored called 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. My chapter is naturopathy. And please remember William Penn High School's basketball team there in Philadelphia. They do need duffel bags, transportation, game day warm-up, warm-up suits and such. They're in the playoffs, as a matter of fact, also, starting next week. Now, we're talking with Elijah Free, author of Apprentice to Angels, My Life as a Healer. And, Elijah, you were just getting into giving us information about your childhood and how you became aware of your abilities. Could you please pick up a little bit before where you left off?
Oh, I'd be happy to. So anyhow, there I was, 10 years old and extremely unhappy, and pretty much would have been very pleased if I didn't have to remain here in the earth. So one night I was really thinking about death and how wonderful it would be not to have to, unfortunately, be present here. And, of course, as a child, one doesn't really have understandings of what it's like on the other side or anything or any kind of continuity. So one night I remember long ago lying in bed and wishing for death and thinking about complete dissolution, and even that would be okay. It was at that time it was like a floodgate opened up, and suddenly I became very aware of great amounts of information from prior lives. It was as if, think of a light went on. I became aware of what it's like on the other side, became aware of what you would call angels, and numerous things like that, and found that there was actually no need to have to die, but rather that things here on the earth were progressing in a particular fashion. This is the way that they were. But after that, I became, well, probably even a little bit stranger to my friends and family. But I learned to keep things on my own, not to talk about them. But until I was actually, this may sound really odd, up until my mid or later 20s, I had no idea that other people didn't have the same experiences that I did on it. I assumed that everybody basically, you know, did what I did, lived like I lived, and it was actually quite a shocking revelation to find out that wasn't actually true whatsoever.
Wow. That must have been quite something for someone 10 years of age to, you know, develop an awareness about.
Well, again, because I had nothing to frame that against, it felt like it was just natural, and this happened to everybody, and I never really thought about anything being any different. In fact, in my entire life, I've never really thought about anything like that. I've always been very grateful for the abilities that I was born with as a shaman, my healing abilities, and have never questioned where they came from, why they were there. And as a result, they've always been utilized only for the highest good and have naturally or organically grown to where they are today to basically help me in alleviating pain and suffering for so many people at our clinic and in the places that I work.
Well, now, was the abuse you experienced at all related to your abilities or your unique qualities, if you will?
I don't really think so. It's in the book I used the term jokingly. It was kind of one of those cosmic thingy kind of setups where mm-hmm. I felt that I needed to learn in this life what it's like to suffer on it. To this day, I am just in a wonderful, loving relationship with my mother. My father has passed on quite a few years ago. But recently, it was interesting. I had always felt very complete with him and very grateful for my father for the good that he did and what I learned. And oddly enough, recently, I feel in this sort of stage of development in my career that my father came to me actually in what I call dream time dreams. As a shaman, I was born with a natural ability to be able to very consciously enter into other planes of conscious awareness, and to learn, to be taught, and especially to remember. And then there's no division between that consciousness, you could say, in the higher planes or here. So this is the way that I learn. And recently my father came to me, and it was a very wonderful help in the way. But what I felt he was doing was pointing out yet still that there was more to go in my understanding and my development as a healer before it's time to really go out in the world big time. So it really felt it was the most important and wonderful place to be. And from there, I learned to overcome the, you could say, the natural proclivities that many people have who grew up in an abusive family. You know, so many people go, even in their 50s and 60s, I hear, gee, I'm still suffering from this or I can't get over this. Well, actually, people can heal from this when they're ready and able to, and it's not difficult, and it's all done through love. So I like to think that it's a wonderful example that if someone can do it, everyone could do it. So I consider it actually the greatest gift my parents could have given me was to teach me courage, perseverance, and the refusal to ever give up.
Wow. I think if people could always look back on the positive and the negative and see the positive result or the benefit, a lot more people would be a lot happier.
Exactly.
Well, now, what did you do to hone your skills or to enhance your skills? Or I'm trying to sort of give people, listeners, a little advice who may feel that they've had similar experiences, but maybe they're seeking for some sort of guidance in terms of becoming better at what they think they already have skills to do.
Well, I always feel that the most important thing is expressing love,
mm-hmm.
Whether we're a healer in an official situation, so to speak, and we're working in the clinic like I do, or we meet people each and every day, we have the ability, we have the opportunity, and we have the chance, moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, to bring healing into the world by caring for each and every person that we meet, by seeing them as a true child of God, by seeing them as a brother and sister, by uplifting them in everything that we do, by seeing the best in them, and also by looking out for them. And I feel that we all have the opportunity every moment of our lives with everything that we do to help heal others, and as such, have this wonderful opportunity to heal the world. Healing begins in our hearts and how we express ourselves from moment to moment with everyone. And those people who call themselves professional healers who are blessed to be in this profession, I feel this is one of the most important things that we need to learn with this. And in this way, everyone is a healer and brings just light, love, goodness, and compassion into everything that we do.
Okay, very good. Now, what inspired your working with other types of healthcare practitioners? You work with traditional medicine practitioners as well as alternative medicine types of practitioners, and you work in conjunction, I mean cooperatively with them. What inspired that?
Well, I actually had a medical background to begin with. I went into the service when I was 17, and I was made a medic. I was in the Air Force, and I spent several years in the Air Force as a medic, trained wonderfully. after the service, I came out and I worked as a paramedic also. This was in late 1969, in the early 70s. I worked as an operating room technician, unlicensed physician assistant, and left after that for some time. So I had a traditional medical background. When I had a very bad back injury, I was in a very bad pain for about 2.25 years. In the last year of the pain, I prayed to God, and God, if you ever let me get out of this pain, I swear I'll learn to heal other people. And one morning I woke up, everything healed spontaneously, and a friend who had injured himself very badly had heard about it. They were going to bring him into surgery the next morning, and he came over begging to be healed. I had no idea how to do it, but I ended up healing him in about 5 minutes. He didn't need to go to surgery, and that's how I found out I was a healer. So I had an eclectic background to begin with, and about a little more than 8 years ago, I was introduced to the most wonderful clinic in Palo Alto run by Dr. Connie Hernandez, who's a naturopathic doctor, and I was invited to join there. Now, over the years, I had interfaced with, of course, many other practitioners and naturopathic doctors. I had friends who were medical doctors, so especially as a master medical herbalist, I kept up my hand in that field. So when I work with these other doctors on it, what we seek to do is to provide the best complementary medicine. And I feel, and we all feel, that this is the future for everyone, is that it isn't natural, it isn't traditional, or whatever, but it's the best for each patient. So at the clinic, we strive to work and to give each patient, we work with our strengths, the things that we're best at. And so we feel that what we offer, and that especially what we exemplify, is a very unusual blend of love and cooperation among us, so that the patient who comes to see us has the best possible care with the correct person. So we feel that we try to exemplify this to the best that we can.
Oh, that's wonderful. You make it sound so simple and easy, but it takes a special type of practitioner to even be able to work with another practitioner, let alone one who seems to handle things a little bit differently. But anyway, your humility is appreciated.
Well, you know, our doctors, excuse me, I have to say that our wonderful doctors are exactly the same. They are the beings you could imagine, and they all have beautiful spiritual backgrounds.
Okay, well, now, what inspired you to write the book?
Well, it's interesting. I had tried my hand at fiction some years ago, and you know, it was kind of hit or miss, and I said I was never going to write a book again. And I think I was at the clinic about, maybe 4 years, and Dr. Connie, all the doctors use first names here, Dr. Connie was the head of our clinic, and just the dearest friend, she said, you know, you need to write a book. And I said, no, I don't. And she said, you really need to write a book about what you do, because it's so, you know, unique. And I said, well, I'm not sure about that. Well, anyhow, that's how Apprentice to Angels came about. The book originally had a different working title at one time, but I had about 4 false starts on it. And Dr. Connie turned one day to me and she said, how's that book coming? And I said, well, not good. And she said, you need to tell your story. And I said, oh, I never thought about that. So anyhow, after a long conversation, I began to tell it more in a sort of a bit of a story fashion, and the book just poured out beautifully. So we can all thank Dr. Connie for that inspiration.
Well, thank you, Dr. Connie. That's very good. Now, I mentioned in your bio, and this will be my last question, personal type question, before we go into the book. What is freeing?
Freeing?
I know everybody's wondering what that is.
Okay. Freeing is a form of body work that developed out of my natural healing and keeping my promise to God. It's a structural science that literally has the capacity to remold and rebuild every structural part of the body and to eliminate pain. It's a wonderful science. My specialty is chronic and acute pain that cannot be healed anywhere else. And truthfully, my cure rate for people is in the very high 90 percentile. It's able to be applied time and time again, and it is a structural science. It's not better than anything else, but it was created to fill a special niche that other body works, you know, are not naturally specialized for. The heart of the work is creating space within the body. And it's very gentle. Probably about a good quarter or a third of the people fall asleep on the table while I'm working on them, yet it's probably one of the deepest body works that you can imagine. But it's supplemented by my natural shamanic abilities to be able to see into the body, to ascertain tissue, and to have an ongoing, you could say, stream of information as to what is occurring simultaneously. I do teach it now. I just began my first class in many years, and the first thing that we learn are the protocol principles about how spatial relationships work within the articulating portions of the body and within soft tissue. And the class is just coming along splendidly. I just have to say one thing about the name, because my last name is Free. I didn't want to name it after myself. It was a very embarrassing situation. It was originally called, 28 years ago, structural reintegration therapy. But the wonderful woman I was married to at the time, who supported me just lovingly and caringly all during the development of this, and as the mom of my kids said, I think we should name it after you. And I said, oh, isn't that interesting that's your last name too? But so anyhow, after numbers of years, I finally gave in. It was called that. The doctors call it rapid pain elimination. But when I'm teaching it now, I after almost 30 years, I decided that freeing was fine with it. But I should just mention as an interesting thing, when I said the word development, it never really developed. It was going from 0 to 60 instantly after that gentleman was healed. People heard about it and started flocking within a day or two. And that's how my career as a healer began. I actually never knew I was a healer. I didn't really know what I did in life.
That's amazing. The fact that you wouldn't be aware, that's pretty good. When we come back, from break, we'll go in depth in, you know, talking about your book. Before we go, I did want to let listeners know that it is broken up into two parts. Part one is entitled God, and then part two is entitled Healer. And I'm going to ask Elijah how he came up with that initial, that primary division, and then we're going to go through some of the chapters. Is there something you'd like to say now about how you partitioned the book in that way, or why?
Well, actually, when I wrote the book, I had no idea what I was doing. I have to say it's one of those kind of things. I mean, I knew, but I have to say that my wonderful editor, Alana Wolf, helped put a lot of it together. But when I wrote it, I wanted to first write a book about my understanding of God. When I was in my early 20s, I was brought into the mind of God for what would be in earth time, probably about 5 hours. We hear about yogis going into nirvikalpa samadhis, complete absorption. And temporal time, that would be probably a few seconds or, at the most a fraction of a moment. I was actually brought into the mind of God for, as far as I can tell from looking at the clock at some point, probably for between 5 and 6 hours. And during that time, I remembered, the way I like to put it is remembering, everything that I needed for this life to be a successful healer. It's coming pretty much to the close now. It's taken decades for that to occur. And so I don't really learn things. I remember things. I study almost zero, you could say, in terms of traditional manner. Rather, I remember those things. So my work, my formulations, all of the what we would call cutting-edge technological healing work is then interpreted by my human mind and then brought into manifestation here within the temporal world. So
okay, well, hold that thought for me. We're getting ready to go to break. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. And I want to remind you about my internet mall. It's an easy way for you to purchase all kinds of wonderful products at a low rate. Check regularly as I add new products often. Nature's Sunshine offers an extensive line of high-quality nutritional supplements for multiple vitamin, a boost to your immune system, weight loss support, or herbal blend. For your health concerns, they can help. Take the road to a healthier, happier life with Nature Sunshine, and we'll be back with Elijah Free.
Why should you possibly exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. My guest next week, February 16, 2008, will be Nancy DeVille, author of Death by Supermarket. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb lavender and the asana virksasana. I am now exclusively on Achieve Radio, and remember William Penn's basketball team in Philadelphia, now in the playoffs. We're back with Elijah Free, author of Apprentice to Angels, My Life as a Healer. If you have any questions for Elijah, call 888-235-7374. That's 888-235-7374. Okay. Elijah, you want to pick up where you left off? I know it's hard with these breaks.
Oh, no problem at all on this. I greatly appreciate your questions. They really are lovely. Thank you. So when it came time to write the book, I didn't write it in order. It was sort of a spontaneous inspiration of the moment. So I made a list of what I thought were some of the most important principles that I learned in the mind of God that I work to try to express, you know, in daily life and in my practice. And so those were things, of course, like love, compassion, God is Father, Mother, healing, and so on. And then Dr. Connie said, you know, you really need to write about your life, like it was really interesting or something, right? And
yes.
So I started by writing about the modalities that I did and then some of what I call the unusual circumstances around things. And there was the time that I left being a healer and the remarkable woman that I met, that I spent time with, who passed on, who brought me back to healing as a healer, brought me to the clinic, and about our time together as she passed on and what I learned about forgiveness, that I would never leave the path of being a healer again. And then I assembled the chapters into two sections. One I put under the heading of God, which was all about what I learned in the mind of God. And those chapters began with a short story to exemplify or portray those qualities of God with short vignette stories about great beings. And then a little bit at the end about my personal life, of how I began sort of from step one to where I am. And then the second chapter, Healer, is about the modalities and therapies I use, my life as a healer, and what it's actually like just to be blessed with such a wonderful occupation, and you could say the challenges that come about it to really succeed and to bring into the world what I hope are just loving thoughts of God exemplified and brought into manifestation for healing for everyone, and then winding up with what I felt was just a way to say, thank you so much for this blessed and wonderful life that I'm just allowed to share. I just have to say is that every day as a healer for me is the best way I can put it, the most remarkable blessing. I just love what I do, and the alleviation of pain and suffering in each and every person. I don't have words for how grateful that I am for the life that I lead. I just would love everyone to have such a blessing in their life to from morning until night like I do.
Well, we're certainly appreciative of the fact that you care that much that you would even want to do the things that you do, because you certainly don't have to use the gifts that you're given, and we're glad that you do. Before I go on, could you share some contact information, your web address, any phone number or email address you'd like to share?
Sure. If people would like to call the clinic and to be in contact with me, our landline, and I'll say that nice and slowly, is 650-857-0226. Again, that's 650-857-0226. And you would get one of our wonderful office folks, Jenny or Sarah, on the phone there. And they bring the messages. If I'm not at the clinic that day, they call usually within about 5 minutes and with messages. Best for email, I'll just give everybody my direct personal email. It's my first name, Elijah. E-L-I-J-A-H at Snowcrest, that's as it sounds, .net. And I can be visited on the web at now apprenticetoangels.com, which is the name of the book. And my website all about my healing work is rapidpainelimination.com. And that's all one word.
Very good. Okay. And let's go ahead. There's a lovely story. I hate to skip, but we're in the last segment of the interview, and I wanted you to share the experience you had with Josephine from Chapter 3, from the dream to
the
actual healing.
Okay.
Yes.
This happened many years ago. I was living in Mount Shasta, oh, God, less than 22, 23 years ago, and I was asleep. And I was having a dream where I was in dream time, and a beautiful woman shows up, kind of like a Valkyrie from the Vikings, on a white horse. And she said, "You have to come with me." So I said, "Okay." So in dream time, I jump on the horse. Now, I should mention that dream time is not a dream state. It's actually the mind of God, wherein all archetypes are possible and are manifest in their fullest capacity. So in this dreamtime experience, I was brought to the white light, and there was a woman who was being pulled into it. I had no idea who it was. Well, I was told to stop this from occurring, so I jumped off the horse, began to pull her out, and as I saw who it was, the phone rang next to the bed, and I woke up. And a very dear friend had been very badly injured the night before, Josephine Taylor, who was sort of a living legend many years ago. She had was one of the early folks in the spiritual realm before anything was even called New Age or anything like that. And she had taken a fall at the age of 98 down a whole flight of stairs, and they found her in the morning. She refused to go to the hospital and called for me. It was the dead of winter, and they had to even... friend had to come over with a car because it would have taken probably all morning to dig my car out. Well, when I got there, most of the bones on one side of Josephine's body were dislocated. Amazingly, she didn't break a single bone when she fell down the stairs. Well, it took 2 days to rebuild her body, and when I was done, Josephine no longer walked with a limp or even a cane. And it was just goes to show that age has nothing to do with our healing. But it was one of those... unusual and very typical experiences. Now, interestingly, is the woman on the horse said, "Remember the word Valhalla." So I happened to mention it to her friend afterwards, Doug Harper, who was her dearest companion and took care of her. And he said, "Well, I know what that word means." And I said, "Well, yeah, it's the home of the Norse gods." No. It was actually a house of, well, ill repute or so, run by a woman in... Sausalito many, many years ago, who gave that up, then became the mayor of Sausalito, and she and Josephine had become very dear friends. Well, interestingly enough, when I was writing the book, there's a footnote in the back, my publisher said, do you want to put the name of, who the woman was and everything like that? I said, well, I don't even know how to find that. And they said, oh, we know who that was. It was Sally so-and-so. We knew her, for many, many years. So that was the story of myself in Dreamtime and Josephine. And Josephine lived, I think she lived to be 106.
Well, I thought that was a wonderful story that sort of just went the whole range of what a healing experience in terms of what you're talking about would encompass. And that was really nice to read so early in the book. Is there a special... section of the book that you would like to highlight at this time? And I want you to realize I'm also going to want you to segue into final words of wisdom. So you can either build on that now or just give it to me later.
Actually, I would. It's the development of the fibromyalgia formula. On this. I feel this is important. And how wonderful about this is it just hit the market about 3 weeks ago. And is now available from, may I say where it's available from?
Sure, yes.
Oh, good.
No, please.
It's Ridgecrest Herbals with an S, .com, are the wonderful people who it's licensed to. And you'll be seeing it on markets in your health food store. In fact, people could begin to ask for it. It's under the name of Fiber Relief. And as the story goes, it was about 3.5 years ago, and I had a client who had terrible fibromyalgia from her neck down to her feet. I could talk about it because she's in the book. Lady named Alice, and I have been working to manually break up the tissue. And what fibromyalgia is, it's hardened fibrinous tissue that grows into the normal fascia. It's several times denser, contracts, and causes constant and permanent pain 24/7. There was no cure for it. And she came in the clinic one night, and I was just feeling so much compassion and love for this person. I had what we call one of those shamanic moments. And at that time, what happens is my consciousness becomes brought naturally more, we could say, into the higher realms, you know, while still, of course, in my body. All of this is done consciously. But I stand as a shaman always constantly between two worlds, and it's kind of a balancing act. Well, I was shown the entire chemical chain of this whole thing, how it worked in the body, and I was thus able to interpret it immediately within my human mind, and I told her I would design a formula for this. Well, I went home. As long as it took me to design the formula was how fast it took to write it down. Now, I have to have this information in my mind, or else it doesn't work. You know, just the names of the herbs and how they work. My chemistry is superb, but I learned my chemistry on other realms. I never studied it here. But yet I could hold chemistry conversations and scientific conversations with all kinds of people. So I designed the first formula. It was an herbal tincture. I gave it to her in 4 weeks. Within 1 week, the tissue began to absorb and soften. I asked Dr. Connie's permission to test it. We tested it over a year. It worked almost 100% with every patient. It went to several other clinics, including a neurologist down in Los Angeles. He tested it extensively. It's in our written report. He then offered to even pay for the patent. Now, how this works is I discovered that there's a missing nutritional component in the body that kicks off what we call a nutritional cascade effect that actually allows a metabolic imbalance or a disturbance that lets the natural fibrin in the body, which should remain semi-solvent, to become hard and causes pain. Well, this plugs right back in on the base root level, normalizes the metabolic constitution of the body, and literally disallows the condition, and so the tissue is reabsorbed back by a natural, healthy metabolic state of the body, and it starts within days, and within weeks and months it disappears, and the person becomes completely free of that painful condition.
Okay, hold on. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. We'll be back with Elijah Free and Monique Chapman.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, and we're back with Elijah Free. Thank you for giving that. I'm so glad you were able to fit that in. But now I need your final words of wisdom before we have to say goodbye.
Good. I'd like to quote something from toward the end of Apprentice to Angels.
Yes, please.
It all comes down to the good that we do when faced with extreme decisions. And in the end of ends, it's really only love that counts.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing this time with us.
Thanks.
And you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, and thank you for our time together. I do greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Good morning, Monique. Are you there?
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Very good. Oh,
good.
You know, you're on and Lewis is on. So I guess we have a question for you.
Okay.
Hello, Lewis.
Hello. I just wanted to know if there was any suggestion on how to deal with arthritic pain.
Okay. So you mean that would have been a question for Elijah, you mean?
Oh, yes.
I had to let him go. We have Monique on here now. Do you have a question? Are you experiencing the type of arthritic pain?
That's the type of pain that my partner here experiences.
Well, would you like to get on the phone and ask Monique a question?
Oh, gee.
Yes, we don't have a lot of time for this, Louis.
No, I don't. No, she can't get on right now.
Okay, is there a concern that you have?
The concern I have? I'm still concerned with the swelling in my hands and feet.
Any suggestions, Monique?
Okay, I generally don't do health on the air because whatever I tell him might not work for someone else, and that would be practicing medicine on the air, and
we don't do that. Okay,
yeah.
Well, unless you have another concern, Louis, we'll have to let you go.
I'll catch you next week.
Okay,
right.
Thanks
okay,
so much.
Okay, thanks for calling, Louis.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is new technology, doing this so internet-ly. I think I made up a new word. It's just quite something. I mean, you got on and he was on at the same time. Okay. So, in general, I guess you're going to tell us something about Mercury in retrograde.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, the good news is that we've got just one more week. Mercury goes direct on the 19th, and I will be so happy. Yay. So, you know, take your time this week when things aren't going the way you want them to go. Just realize, okay, 99% probability of Mercury retrograde. Just let it wait for a moment, like 8 days, and then look at the situation again. You know, we're in such a hurry to get to where we want to be. We don't wait. We can't, you know, give it a moment. And this is a time to slow down and to reevaluate. And if you're doing anything with an RE in front of it, it's going to work out just perfect. Anything brand new is going to be a bit of a struggle, so it's best to just, you know, wait until the 19th and then forge forward. This is going to be a very good week with Valentine's Day in it, so this is a good week to get some clarity and just, you know, make your plans because things are changing.
Okay, that's good. Now, anything else cosmic that you need to share with us? Anything coming up in terms of eclipses and such?
Well, we just had a new moon eclipse. That wasn't a great big old deal. So, you know, it's like, I mean, in the grand scheme of eclipses, it wasn't a great big deal. So, you know, just write out your list. Now's the opportune time to write, and I'm a great advocate of writing out what it is that you want. Between the new moon and this Chinese New Year being the year of the rat, this is time to start creating. So, as I said, Mercury's retrograde, don't forge ahead, but you can start those plans, start making those plans so that when Mercury comes direct, things are in positive alignment so that you can just propel yourself forward. Okay? And Monday is an excellent day to get some clarity around what it is that you want and write it down, especially with that Aries moon.
Okay, well. All right. Do you have any final words of wisdom that you would like to share? You have about 45 seconds or so.
Okay. You know, I think my theme for this, you know, week is to love yourself, be yourself, be who you truly want to be, not what other people expect you to be or what other people feel you should be. This beautiful year of 2008 is, you know, an awakening year, and it's time for us to step out of the shadows of everyone else and be who we truly are. People around us may not appreciate what we bring to the table in that manner. However, they will fall away, and people will be around us. People will find us, find our light that can resonate with us and help us grow. It's time to get unstuck.
Very good. Thank you so much, Monique.
You're welcome.
Look forward to talking with you again in March.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. And now for our herb of the day. Today's herb is Lady's Mantle. The parts used medicinally are the entire plant except the root. Phytochemicals include alpha-pinene, beta-carotene, beta-pinene, beta-testosterone, some of the nutrients include amino acids, calcium, fatty acids, folate, iron, magnesium, manganese. Now, according to Balk and Balk, it has anti-inflammatory, diuretic, and antiviral effects. It helps to regulate menstruation and to reduce excessive bleeding and ease cramps. Helpful for muscle spasms, fever, gastrointestinal disorders, inflammatory disorders, and viral infections. They caution that it interferes with the absorption of iron and other minerals, and it shouldn't be used by individuals who are usually sun-sensitive and should not be used during pregnancy. Okay, and for our yoga asana, yes, today's asana is Uddhita Asta Padagustasana 1. You want to stand in Tadasana with the right side about 3 feet away from a ledge. Take 2 or 3 breaths. Keep the left foot firm, facing directly forward. Turn the right leg out and place the center of the back of the heel on the ledge. You could use a banister or a fireplace for this. Strengthen the right. Keep the left foot firm, facing forward. Turn the right leg out and place the center of the back heel on the ledge. In line with the right hip, stretch the left leg up and keep it vertical. Straighten the right knee and extend the back of the leg toward the heel. Stretch the sole of the foot and the toes up. Extend the arm sideways and catch the ankle. Stretch the whole body up without raising the right hip. Keep the head straight and breathe evenly. Stay for from 20 to 30 seconds. Exhale and bring the arms and the leg down. Turn around and repeat on the other side. This posture is really good. It's Uddhita is extended, Asta, hand, Pada, foot, Padagustasana, thumb or toe. These two postures strengthen the legs and the lower back. I don't have a reference from Dr. Shah for that one. Okay, now you have been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at Achieve Radio on the Internet. Now, you know, if you have an iPod or if you have a cell phone or anything that accesses the Internet, you can listen to the program on that device. My guest next week, February 16, 2008, will be Nancy DeVille. Now, she's the author of Death by Supermarket. I thought that was so funny. The title said, The Fattening, Dumbing Down, and Poisoning of America. Now, of course, that's not funny, but she certainly talks about all of these things in this wonderful book. Now, at the end of that program, we will discuss the herb lavender and the asana, Virksasana. Now, using the link on my site, you can listen to the program live, as I said. And remember, oh, of course, it's Saturdays at 9:03, not 9:06 anymore, 9:03, and they start right in with us. Remember, second Saturdays of the month with Monique Chapman at the end of those programs. So we'll have Monique's Moments again March 8th, 2008. And again, she'll share her intuition about the world and any issues that you call with other than health issues. Now, there's a link for advertising on the program on my site. You can email inquiries, your resumes, or recordings to consult at amtherapies.com. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers the public iridology, kinesiology assessments, consultations in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, psychosocial consultations, and those with Bach floral essence remedies when appropriate. Go to www.amtherapies.com. You can participate in my blog. Purchase my book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. You can purchase Nature Sunshine products. You can subscribe to my newsletter, hear past programs, which are archived now on Achieve Radio, see the show guest list, who's coming up. Keep an ear out for Nema Colin's next Turning Point retreat. And, of course, tell them Parthenia sent you. And don't forget that wonderful basketball player, Mark Allen, with the William Penn High School team, the basketball team. They're going into the playoffs starting Tuesday of next week, and I'm wishing them all the best. And if you can assist them in any way, please call my office, and I will forward anything to them. And so for the weekend, oh, yes, don't forget, happy Valentine's Day to everyone next week, and wellness, wholeness, and wisdom to you all. Be well.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Hi, Monique Chapman here. I'm inviting you to check out my website, www.healing-visions.com, for a complete listing of my services offered to assist you in your personal and spiritual growth. For over 28 years, I have assisted people walking on their path toward enlightenment. Whether you're seeking spiritual advice, wanting help with negative energy removal, looking for assistance with a healing, past life therapy, and/or personal and business coaching, it is my intention and I am honored to be of service to you. Join in the energy of those who have shifted their life experience to the positive. Besides the services offered, you will also find energy techniques to enhance your life, from protecting yourself energetically to manifesting what you need most in your life right now. Log on to www.healing-visions.com, or you can always give me a call at 888-240-6057.